This is Colorado Public Radio News, NKRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Officials working on the Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon say there's no timetable just yet for I-70 to reopen there. Their first priority is to get the road open for emergency responders. The fire spread Friday, threatening neighborhoods at both ends of the canyon. Kimber Howe lives in Gypsum, to the east of Garfield County. She says her family is ready to evacuate if they have to, but this is a tough situation.
Dealing with our safety and, you know, all the unknowns on top of all of the COVID stuff, it's super, super intense and overwhelming. Just trying to keep a level head and, you know, deal.
There was some good news from yesterday. Crews confirmed that the area around the popular Hanging Lake has survived despite the fire burning past it earlier in the week. And the fire near Glenwood Springs has created challenges for shipping essentials like food into the Roaring Fork Valley. Kelly Smith, who lives near El Jebel, says grocery store shelves were already thin because of the coronavirus pandemic.
And now there's signs saying that they're low on certain things like eggs again. You can't get vinegar. There's no rubbing alcohol, peroxides, or anything like that.
A spokeswoman for City Market says delivery trucks are running behind because of long detours. And dangerously hot and dry conditions persist this weekend. 90s again for the Front Range. You're listening to CPR News.